Today is World Press Freedom Day. It's also 52 days since BBC Gaza correspondent Alan Johnson was abducted by masked gunmen in Gaza. His kidnapping highlights the dangers that journalists face, not just in Gaza, but in Iraq, Sudan, and other conflict zones. Last December, the United Nations passed a resolution requiring armies and governments to protect journalists in war zones. Joining us now on the phone is John Williams. He's world news editor for the BBC and a colleague of Alan Johnston. Today, he's at the United Nations in New York City at a rally to call for Johnston's release. Thanks very much for being with us today.
And thank you for having me, Neil.
And what's the latest word on Alan Johnston?
Well, sadly, Neil, there are only two facts that are clear. There's plenty of gossip, plenty of rumour, but only two facts. One is that 52 days ago, on March the 12th, 2007, Alan Johnston was abducted. And today, on May the 3rd, World Press Freedom Day, Alan Johnston is still held captive. We know no more than that.
Do you know whether he's alive or not?
Definitively, the answer is no. We hear rumours, we hear reports, which suggest that he is alive, but we have no proof.
Have there been demands, any conditions set for his release?
Well, yesterday, the Palestinian Prime Minister, Ismail Haniyeh, talked about a dialogue that was going on between his office and the people that he believed may be holding Alan. And I hope that you'll understand that there is, you know, a dimension to this that is not helped if it's played out in public.
Sure, but
we are not party to those discussions that are going on with the Palestinian Authority.
So no demands have been made of the BBC?
No demands have been made of the BBC.
Yeah, we're speaking with BBC editor John Williams, the world news editor for BBC News, at a protest right now that's going on in New York City. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Do we know who has taken Alan Johnston?
Well, as I say, Neil, sadly, the facts are very few and far between. There are plenty of rumours, plenty of gossip, and you and your listeners will know that, sadly, the Middle East is a place that is alive with rumour and gossip. It always is. We don't know definitively who has Alan, we hear rumours that it's a criminal clan, a gang, but we don't know for sure.
Now, the protests are not limited to New York City. There have been protests in Palestinian areas as well.
One of the most heartening things about Alan's abduction, if there can be any heartening things, has been the response of Alan's Palestinian colleagues. Alan had chosen to remain in Gaza when many others left. He had worked there for 3 years. He had formed friendships and a good relationship with many of his Palestinian colleagues. And over the last 52 days, members of the Palestinian Journalist Syndicate have taken to the streets. Civil society in Gaza has taken to the streets also to demand Alan's release.
And obviously, when an incident like this happens, does it have the effect of discouraging coverage of news events in places like Gaza?
Well, clearly, since Alan was abducted, the foreign journalists, the numbers of foreign journalists who are going into Gaza have reduced. And it cannot be good for any civilized society for there to be no eyes and ears for audiences around the world of what is going on. So inevitably, there is less coverage now of Gaza than there was before March the 12th.
Tell us a little bit about your colleague. What's he like? Does he have a family?
Alan has two elderly parents and a sister. They have had a very difficult time this past 7 weeks. Alan is a quiet, reserved, private man who never saw the limelight. And that shows in his reporting. He is measured, he is calm. And in an age when, frankly, a lot of news is showy, Alan is not. He has reported the story of Gaza with a humanity, but also an integrity, and I think in a first class way.
Finally, let me ask you to turn from being an advocate just for a moment to being a reporter. How many people are there with you? What kind of effect do you think this protest today is going to have?
Well, truthfully, I don't know, Neil, what the effect will be. It is gratifying that around 100, 150 people, including the Deputy Secretary General, General of the United Nations, you may know that the Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, is currently in Sharm el-Sheikh at the meeting to discuss Iraq. But many of the United Nations leadership and members of the General Council came over to join Alan's colleagues from the BBC and our friends from ABC News and many other journalists in the UN Correspondents Association. All of us asking for one thing, that Alan's continued capture makes no sense, it holds no purpose, and we want him home as quickly as possible.
I think no one will argue with me if I say good luck to you. Thank you, and good luck to Alan Johnston, too.
Thank you, Neil. I'm very grateful to you.
And John Williams, World News Editor for BBC News, acting as an advocate today at a protest outside the United Nations calling for the release of kidnapped journalist Alan Johnston of the BBC. When we come back, the Motley Fool joins us for a monthly look at the stock market and investments. We'll also have an update on My Fantasy Portfolio. We'll take your questions about investment trends, philosophies, and strategies. I still have 1,000 imaginary dollars to invest in My Fantasy Portfolio. Let me think what smart investments you would recommend and why. 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. You can also email us, talk@npr.org. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.